We don't record.
He
kept them slick, you know, and he had beautiful painted carriages. And so he'd take the other members of the school board and district and the town committee around to look the schoolhouse over as he would try to explain why the money was going, you know, because this is Hodgson. They made up the words of this song.
Yes. Yeah.
And he made the song, and he named it Wilson Averill Hack instead of the yellow painted hack. They used to kill the yellow painted hack. It was good. Because it was good to me because I, even though I was a kid, I remembered all these people. And, we went to neighbor Estes to get good boy Charlie, have him hitch the pony while we all went out back to roam among the clover, look the schoolhouse over, then all ride home together in the Wilson Averill hack. That's part of it, you know. Then the chorus was, whoa, be dandy, you know. Oh, Napoleon, he's facer and the finest on the track. And it was just the way that things was back then, you know. It was cute.
Yeah, I would love to find if anybody ever, you know, kept his songs. They're hard to come by.
Oh, yes. And I don't know of anyone who would have them. Not even his great nephews. I believe he was brother to Paul's father?
Yes.
I think he was. I think he was uncle,
yes.
Paul's uncle. Yeah. I don't believe it.
Paul's Do you uncle. Remember any of the others he made up?
No, not offhand. Someone mentioned them. I might remember hearing them, but I wouldn't know what they were. Okay. The old songs. Of course, most of the songs I knew were old songs that Dad sang. And he had a few parodies. Parody on Home Sweet Home. And one or two novelty numbers. They weren't all that good, but they were songs of the time. Party songs.
Yeah. And you said your mother knew a whole slew of songs, didn't you?
Yes, mother. She knew a lot of songs. I learned too many of them. But her music more was violin. She played violin. She sang. She and Dad sang together at parties and that like. But we used to have every week. We'd have we called them kitchen junkets, house parties around the neighborhood. Practically every farmhouse in East Warren had I have played for house parties. There is one or two that I haven't. I never. Senor's house. I never played there. Old Dan's I have, but his son, Lester. I never played Lester's place. And there's one or two others. Can't remember which ones. John Lovett. I never played John Lovett's place. That's way up on the hill. And I never played at Fuller's. Elijah. Or Amity. They were brothers. I never played either one those places. But I guess Elijah done most of his own fiddling, his own places.
But they all had kitchen junkets.
I never went to one up there, the Fullers. I doubt they had any. Blair, that would be Rupert's uncle, Herb. I played up there many times. And that's the furthest up on that road that I've been.
I see.
That is playing. But just above him, Casey Jones, his name was, we called him Casey. What was his name? Mervin, I guess. Urban. Urban Jones was his name. They called him Casey. He just loved parties. He was the one that brought in the Western calling from the West, the singing calls, which we never had before. And they wanted were big when he came. So Always had, no matter where we were, if I was playing Montpelier, but we had square dances then, square and round. Even if I was playing Montpelier, if Casey came in, I'd have him call one of his dances. The crowd loved it, you know.
Well, did they pick that up, the singing calls from him?
In this locality, in Warren Waitsfield through there, yes. And I think it went all over the place. Actually, this was very common in the West. Then, of course, when radio came in and TV, well, radio was in then, we had just our first radio in 1924. We had Crosley. Yeah, mother still got it, I believe. Well, because mother's passed on, but her sister must still have it. It's quite an antique now.
Now, would your sister know any of the songs of your mother?
I doubt any particular.
What was the difference between, can you give me an example of the kind of call that you used to use in Warren, and then when Casey came in?
Yeah. Well, we had string dances prior to that, like Portland Fancy, Boston Fancy, Chorus Jig, Money Musk, and then they had a quadrilles. Now, the singing calls didn't go with any of the string dances. Your quadrilles were round dances, circular dances. Mm-hmm. And the singing calls went with your quadrilles, and so it just took over from there. Instead of being playing quadrille, it would be they're still playing quadrille. They're still form 4 or 6, whatever we want. Then they're like, I can't give the calls, but they'd sing. Can't think of even names of songs, isn't there something? What the hell kind of baby is it? Baby. Leave her alone, go back and swing your own. Oh, Honolulu Baby. Honolulu Baby, that's the name of one of the singing songs. And, my mind doesn't work very good.
And would it have what you were supposed to do in the sort
of... No, they make up the singing calls, they made up their... But they're very similar. Some of them, swinger if you love her and leave her if you don't, and all those things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they made up their own calls. Now, the ones on the TV they're having now, they're very good. But they're all made, these calls are all made up. They're nothing that any other caller except him would call.
I see.
Which makes it unique, his own, you know. And of course, it's, when they have these dances, they have no band. This is all recordings he uses, special for the calls that mm-hmm. he makes and made up. And it does a very nice job. You probably heard them.
You mean on the television? Yeah.
Locally, all over the state. Yeah. Usually WDEV in Waterbury when we see that. Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that he was the first one and really got Warren producing them.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he did.
What were some of his specials? Do you remember his favorites?
I've got to think of the call. I've got to think of the ones he called. That one I just singing was, I don't know just what words he used, but that was one he had calls to.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that he sang. And of course, the local people probably added different calls according to the way they remembered them, or I can't even think of many of the songs. When you're playing, they'll call a song. I know all the songs, all the tunes, and that's something. See, I haven't played Ask Quiet Answers for years and years.
Who were the good callers?
Riley Moulton, Faison, was considered the best. Before him, Neil McLaughlin. Neil played and called without the amplifiers. He had to have a very shrill voice in order to carry. And he had one all right. But he'd do his own fiddling, and that he was with the McLaughlin and House Orchestra. They played for about 60 years. And when they had a larger job in Montpelier or someplace like that, they had a clarinet and a trumpet, so it'd be a piano or organ, whichever they used back in those days. Mostly organs. I'm going back now. Mr. House was born in 1848, so that'd be quite a while ago. And he died, I believe. See, the reason I remember his age, I lived there 7 years, went to school. And he died in 1933. But he hadn't played any I remember that playing. So he played in the 1900s quite a bit.
These calls mostly passed down, learned?
These calls all came from the old country, Ireland, Scotland, yeah.
Is there anybody still alive that remembers them?
Neil's nephew would, but he's in Florida. If he's still alive, he has been. He's been coming to reunion. Waitsfield Reunion High School. I mean, up until last two years, he hadn't been coming. And he hadn't missed one before, so he's either something. Slowed him.
Yeah.
I don't know if Robert Gove, he'd remember some calls, I think, because his brother called some, but couldn't understand him.
Raymond.
He'd call, but you couldn't understand what he's saying. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've heard a tape of him, and I couldn't understand him at all.
No, I'm not making fun of him. It's just one of those things. He loved to play fiddle, and he loved to call, but he just... You had to know the dance in order to dance it.
Did he have a speech impediment? Is that?
Yes, that was born with that, I guess. It wasn't any accident or anything. It was.
Yeah, because somebody recorded him and gave me a tape.
Wow.
And I just had it's hard enough listening to something.
Yes.
If you can look at somebody and see them mouthing the words.
Yeah, that calls your attention off of that. Yes, that's the same with me. I always wanted to have him, give him a chance to show off, but I hated to ask him.
Yeah, well, you don't like to put somebody in that position because nobody...
I always was for the underdog. If anyone has a handicap, I don't try to point it out at all, but I try to use them just like they were normal, like mm-hmm. everyone else. I think they feel more comfortable.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all have to ask Robert Gove. He's playing at, what's it called? There's a thing over in Waitsfield this weekend. And next weekend, that he and Ed Irish are going to do. I thought I'd go over Thursday.
Oh,
night.
With Bob and Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah. They sing together a lot.
Yeah. So I thought I'd go over and hear that.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. I don't know what it would be there. I went up, Ed called me to do some entertaining at a antique car show ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That went on 2-3 days. Well, he didn't give me any time to get anyone to play. Now, I had a Don Fields rhythm guitar man from West Rutland. I could have got him, but had time. Had no time to get anyone, and in the last session, I won't go up play alone, Ed. And I finally got a man, I got Austin, an accordion. He'll play with you. That guy could. I had to play what he knew. He couldn't do anything that I'd done, you know. It was a farce. I didn't play over half an hour, and that was it. I stopped it. Too bad, you know, when things could have been good, you know. So we didn't have any chance to prepare. But Ed was nice about it.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd go here.
Oh, you like it. They used to sing, have good voices. They had a, well, no, they, Bob wasn't in his quartet. This was more of a school matter. Bob and Ed sang together back in high school.
Yeah, I think they. And,
but that's, afterwards, then Ed sang high tenor. His brother, Klessen, sang lead. His father-in-law, Klessen's father-in-law, Earl Baird, sang baritone. And another brother-in-law of both of them, Kingsbury, Mert Kingsbury, sang bass. And they made a nice quartet. They were really good. I was surprised. I smoked, drank some after my divorce, first divorce, and my first marriage. 10 years I was single, I drank quite a little. And it hurt my voice a little bit. And Ed, for some reason, couldn't sing, and they wanted me to sing high tenor and take his place. But, you know, I couldn't do a job at all. I went up to rehearse with him. Just couldn't do it. You know, I sing better now than I could then. When I was drinking and smoking, because I don't smoke. I drink now. Drink too much, probably, but it's what keeps me going.
Sure. Well, you were talking about parodies. Ello knew some parodies.
Yeah, Ello Fleming's. Ello, yeah, Wakefield used to be.
In fact, I meant to, I'll try and remember another time to bring the tape and play. She's did some funny stuff, wonderful stories.
Yeah.
Very funny. You like?
Yeah, or she was a person that could, no one could copy Ello. She was the original. When she told it, it was funny, or sang it, it was funny. You try to repeat it, it's flat. She just had that personality, put it across. And that laugh that she had at the finish, made you laugh if it wasn't even funny.
Oh, she was terrific.
Yeah, I loved Ella. She was something else. I didn't use her as much as I should have at the parties. I should have put myself out, because she did love music that much, and she knew her chords. I was surprised. Speedy Wyman had a new song, Crazy Creek. And there was a fast fiddling song, and it went into minors, augmented, flat sevenths. I'm telling you, you can't believe the miserable chords that thing went into. And Speedy was really good at it. And Ella said, well, I can't play that, Speedy. You can play it. I'll tell you what to do. My gosh, he named the chords off of Ella on the piano. She'd catch them just about as quick as he'd name them. And you'd thought they'd practice that. And this was going in these, I mean, deep, deep chords. Yeah. I was going to give you an idea of the song if I'd think how Crazy Creek went, because it just wasn't any straight tune. One tune and another one, you know, one key and another one. It was a song a number you wouldn't appreciate unless you were a musician. You appreciate how difficult it was to play, but just fine, listen to them, yick. Gonna get you a cup of coffee or something.
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
But if you want one.
No, I have blood.
No, I have one.
I don't eat breakfast anyway. No.
Well, I was gonna ask you again about the parodies. You said you remembered Home Sweet Home, and yeah. What were some of the others?
Well, let's see, there was Home Sweet Home. The other wasn't so much a parody, it was a song Dad sang, like, these are the ones that give Bob gold. If he sang them to you, you probably get.
No, he. Let's see. I think you sang me "Home Sweet Home."
He did.
You did.
I did a little bit of it.
And I'm.
Oh, not much of it. Yeah.
Mostly Bob has been telling stories.
Yeah. Well, there's the one about the circus. That's a cute little song. And there was one more I gave him, I'm sure it was. It's too bad I can't remember, but I will in a few minutes. I had time trying to think of the words for, I hadn't thought of them for 50, 60 years, you know. You try to pick up a song, get all the words. Starts out something like, "Now do not be offended, please, because I start to sing. For if I had not come out here, this curtain down would ring. The one who was to sing this song inside was taken sick. While I was standing idle there, they grabbed me very quick. And they wanted I should take his place and do the best I could. They said, go on and sing this song. I told them that I would. They're standing inside watching now my actions for to see. They say you can't get more than killed. How pleasant that would be. Old Petey Barnum's great big show was in an awful stew. They'd lost a curiosity and they don't know what to do. It happened just a week ago. Oh, how they wept and cried. And through the crowd it quickly spread the old baboon had died. And they wanted I should take his place and do the best I could. They locked me up in a great big cage with monkeys bad and good. They called me Crowley number two. The kids stick pins in me. They feed me candy and peanuts. How pleasant that would be. My sister had a policy upon her husband's life. He ran away and left a sad and broken-hearted wife. She said if he were only dead, the insurance she might claim. So she bought a coffin and on it engraved his name. And she wanted I should take his place and do the best I could to play off dead and be nailed up in a coffin made of wood. She said when the mourners were all gone, she said she'd set me free. Perhaps she might forget it. Oh, how pleasant that would be. That's the end of the song.
That's crazy. Terrific.
But it's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. This is a parody to Home Sweet Home. I don't know if I sang many of the verses.
You just sang one or two.
I'm just refreshing them now, actually, because I'm not sure if I remember all the verses. Whenever you get a little bit full, there's no place like home. You'll grab the bell and you'll pull like, well, there's no place like home. But there's one whom will meet you in the room, in the gloom, drag you by the hair into the room, knock you out with a tough old broom. There's no place like home. Then you go on to the chorus, home, 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 sweet home. And when you have to get up in the dead of night, there's no place like home. And search a paregoric without any light, there's no place like, oh hell, I forget that one. Yeah. Oh boy, I figured I'd forget that. I guess that's right. When you have to get up in the dead of night, there's no place like home. And search for paregoric without any light, there's no place like home. And the baby cries till his voice does crack. You step your foot on a sharp, sharp tack. With your wife's cold feet on your warm, warm back, there's no place like home. And then the chorus. When you're hired, let's see. I'm not sure, that probably is the last one, but made no difference in what order. When your hired girl goes for another place looking, there's no place like home. And your wife declares that she won't do the cooking, there's no place like home. But there's one thing that will knock you flat. When you find your neighbor's old gray cat, 16 kittens in your best Sunday hat, there's no place like home. And there's one more, but I've forgotten what it was. Something about when your neighbor's... When your wife's relation comes to visit you, there's no place like home. They'll pack up their things and they'll stick like glue. There's no place like home. Oh, that's rather old Gray Cat. Yeah, one thing knock you flat. Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Well, that isn't so much. It was just something for an old song. That was a parody. And by golly, I do know more, but they'll just have to come to me. So these aren't songs that you're that much interested in because they are not funny. Something like those there, those are funny.
Yeah.
And that's more like what you'd like. Yeah.
And that sounds to me like what you were the most interested in, as you were saying you weren't so long on the murder.
Right, right, right. You always run into those things in true life so much, you know, that is not funny.
Yeah. Well, it's much
more. It's entertaining. It's entertaining, but it's not really funny. Even on the, in the. Well, I guess in the movies it can be funny and entertaining because you realize it's movies, and besides they'll make the show. You're so disgusted at that guy, you want him killed, you know what I mean? So that's all right.
Well, Ella used to say to me, you know, she didn't remember the bad stuff so much. She just tended to remember the funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Jokes and the...
Her telling funny stories, well, I'm telling you.
Get on tape.
On tape, yeah.
About the storm.
I'm going to put whatever names we called him and that, like behind his back. You didn't call him Rabbit to his face, but you would get fired like that. Well, he was probably the most miserable bastard ever to work for. But back then, I was a kid and during high school days, I think it was. Yes, it was. I was going to high school. Yeah, anytime you get a job Saturday or Sunday, you took it, you know. Lost all the tools down the river and the bridges and everything. Ooh, what a storm.
Well, how did that start out? You were digging gravel, I guess.
Yeah, we were. Back then, we used to shovel gravel with horses. We had horses and gravel wagons with 2x4s, so they just pull up a 2x4 and the gravel falls down, you know. And we had to load them all with shovels, you know. Oh, gosh, that bony shovel in the, you know, on the river bar with great stumblestones that big. Hot sun, it was just a killing job, you know. And back then you had the boss always stood right up there watching everything, and you didn't stop, you didn't straighten your back at all. Of course, I didn't smoke, so I didn't have to stop to get a cigarette now and then. But I guess he might not say anything, the older men that smoked a pipe, if they, not too often, if they lit up, took time to light up the pipe. But he was just a slave driver, a little Negro in the family anyway. That was it. What's the matter with your head? Yeah. I knew enough to know it was hot and sweat running right off me. Well, that was hot. Yeah, you'd like that on tape?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also explain why it was called Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Back in 1925, I was going to high school, and whenever I'd get a job, the town or anything, usually it was for the town, I'd take it. So this particular day, I...